So my life before Christ. Today, I'm a woman, 40 years old, married for 13 years with 8 living children and 1 deceased child. I am not who I once was. And the reason I am not what I once was can only be attributed to the Almighty, my wonderful Savior and Redeemer and the Counselor. Though Roe v. Wade had passed, the Lord protected me from the womb. I was the accident child, the unexpected and possibly unwanted. My parents' marriage was filled with conflict, and my father left my mom, older sister, and I when I was 5 after a long-standing adulterous affair, which culminated in my parents divorcing and my father marrying his mistress. I chose to stay with my mother, a very deeply wounded woman. My childhood had very little to do with the things of the Lord. I never remember hearing the gospel once. I remember growing up saying I wanted to save myself for my future husband and being fearful of taking the Lord's name in vain. Yet in high school, however, I looked for love in all the wrong places and had a filthy mouth that constantly cursed those made in the image of the Lord. Home was a mess. My sister went to live with my dad, and I stayed with my mom, but let school and self become my saviors. At school, I was very obedient, well-liked, earned very good grades, and received lots of attention. I was in the building early and stayed as late as I could, involved in tons of extracurricular activities. To escape reality at home, I devoured books I should not have read and watched movies I should not have watched. I was exposed to many sinful lifestyles and sought love, again, in all the wrong places, becoming sexually active in high school, though I clearly remember wanting to save myself for my future husband. I so badly wanted to get married, but I settled for pretending to be married, breaking the 7th commandment over and over. Ended up making me feel worse, of course. I felt used and even more certain of needing to take control of my life. I have no recollection of hearing a clear presentation of the gospel until I was an adult, yet I knew I was rebellious. Even though I was ignorant of the true gospel at the time, my heart was blinded by the world, and I was, as Paul described in Titus 3:3, foolish, disobedient, led astray, slaves to various passions and pleasures, passing our days in malice and envy, hated by others and hating one another. I went away to college, trying to flee my blemished life and start all over. This proved even more dangerous. I enrolled as a BFA dance major and was enthralled in the weird, dark art world. Freshman year, I remember I was roommates with a bisexual woman. Everywhere on campus were messages of homosexuality, promiscuity, a worldly freedom, rebellion, and so much more. I was completely lost and miserable. At one point, I tried a Nation of Islam mosque. Oh, what the Lord spared me from. But he had a plan, and he chose me. Wasted, filthy, used, fake, used up me. I was to be in his fold. By his providential working, I introduced then-President Bill Clinton in college, and that on my resume opened up the door for me to join a fairly elite group of teaching, to teach in one of the most needy schools in New Jersey. Through that experience, I became roommates with a Christian woman who lived her faith out loud and suffered boldly for her Lord. Indeed, her life was lived completely other. She'd get in her car and pray before going, asking Jesus to keep her old car Lucy from conking out. She read her Bible daily. She'd sing songs to him. She had such joy. And even though she got very sick our first year living together, her joy remained and even seemed to increase. She was only 22 years old and was diagnosed with MS and was completely believed that no matter what, it would be well with her. I was fascinated by her peace and joy. She brought me my first Bible and had my name engraved on it, encouraged me to read it 21 days in a row until it became a habit. She also invited me to a Bible study at a couple's home, and on Sunday night, March 9th, 1997, in the middle of the Bible study, I dropped to my knees and wept, "Lord, I'm so sorry." I prayed out loud, asking him to save me. The Lord kindly opened my eyes like a flashlight that was beaming the reality of who I was. I saw my absolute, utter need to be saved, In his kindness, he changed my heart. He replaced the heart of stone and the dead bones with life. As Ezekiel 36, 26 through 27 says, I will give you a new heart, and a new spirit will I put within you, and I will remove the heart of stone from your flesh and give you a heart of flesh, and I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes and be careful to obey my judgments. I know that after drying my tears, I was a different woman. I was saved by the blood of Jesus Christ. I walked into that house one person, and I left a new creation. As 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come. In 1 Peter 2:21 through 25, it says it all. For to this you have been called, because Christ also suffered for you, leaving you an example, so that you might follow in his steps. He committed no sin, neither was there deceit found in his mouth. When he was reviled, he did not revile in return. When he suffered, he did not threaten, but continued entrusting himself to trusting him who judges justly. He himself bore our sins in his body on the tree, that we might die to sin and live to righteousness. By his wounds you have been healed, for you were straying like sheep, but have now returned to the shepherd and overseer of your souls. Since I came to know Christ, God has changed me, yet I still am a dumb sheep at times. I struggle with various things like anger and being a Pharisee. But 1 Peter 3:13 gives me comfort. Who is there to harm you if you are zealous for what is good? God has changed my heart and put a zeal for him in my heart. Early in my walk with the Lord, reading the word was work. Now I love reading his word. As a new Christian, I still had some bad habits and very wrong ways of living. It was hard to trust the Lord in being single. There was still adultery, but I knew it was wrong. I knew I cheated the Lord. By his grace, I could no longer live comfortably in my sin and eventually fled and forsook my old way of living. Another thing that God has taught me is that any suffering I go through is not in vain. Psalm 119:71 is precious to me. It says, it is good for me that I was afflicted, that I might learn your statutes. We are all suffering. I've learned that what is important is how we view our suffering. I've learned that suffering is for my good and for God's glory. And coming from membership at Living Hope, I want to confess to you that Jesus is my Redeemer, my sustainer, my sufficiency. He is my life. I'm so thankful that he sought me and saved me and gave me eternal life. Thank you.